Welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. If you want to know more about Active Faith, you can find us at active-faith.org. Today, in Battle Plan, I want to tell you how flip-flops can change your life. I'm Dr. Charlie. Did you ever imagine that you would hear me say that flip-flops can change your life? They can. Several years ago, when I had a home for women and children, we were in Bible study one night, and we were going over Matthew 7:7, which says, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep knocking, and the door will be open to you. Everyone who asks receives, and everyone who seeks finds, and everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. I would like to focus on the fact that that scripture contains three actions and three results. And the first one is asking. And you know, sometimes that is the simplest form of reaching out to God. While I was in Bible study with a room full of homeless women and children, and I was reviewing the scripture, and a woman that didn't speak up very much raised her hand, and she said, we can literally ask God for anything? And I said, well, sure. I mean, as long as it's biblical, sure. She said, I have one pair of shoes, these black dollar store flip-flops. And to be honest, they hurt my feet. Can I ask God for more flip-flops? I said, absolutely. We will do it right now. We bowed our heads and we asked God to bless this young woman with flip-flops in her size. And then I paused prayer. I said, what color do you want? And she said, just a color. I said, Lord, we ask for any color, a rainbow of colors in her size, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, that seems really elementary, but the truth of the matter is, for her, she was just learning to pray. She was just learning to trust her Heavenly Father. And so when we prayed that, that was the purest form of prayer for something that she felt like maybe she deserved. Of course, we know God wants us to pray for bigger things because we deserve His very best. But in that moment, for her, it was flip-flops. So we prayed for flip-flops. 2 days later, a woman comes into my office with a big box. She was a woman from the community. And she said, I'm cleaning out my closet. And I just happen to have all these extra flip-flops. I've not worn most of them. And there, I don't remember the size, but she named the size. And it was the exact size that we had prayed for. She said, can anyone in this house use these flip-flops? I said, let me tell you, that is an answer to prayer. And she opened the box and literally every color of the rainbow was in that box. They were all flip-flops. Most of them still had the tags on them. And I called the young woman in who had so meekly and sweetly asked God to bring her another pair of flip-flops. She didn't get one. She got over 20. It was like a flip-flop buffet. I mean, she had options. She had flip-flops for every outfit. Not that she had that many. And she even shared many of them. And so I say that to say, don't you know that the Lord used that to grow her faith and her trust in Him? Another night, we were praying and somebody reminded the story about flip-flops and a lady complained and said, I wish somebody would ask for steak. I'm tired of chicken. We had been eating a lot of chicken. And somebody said, well, let's pray for it. Let's ask for it. So we did. We said, Lord, we are very grateful for the chicken that you have been blessing us with, but we would appreciate something different. And if you see fit, we would really love to have some steak, which is a rare thing in this shelter. And don't you know, about a week later, a man came into my office and he worked for a company that had trucks that took frozen meat to different places. And I don't know how, but he ended up with two cases of filet mignon that were frozen, and he just needed a place to unload them. He couldn't take them back. He couldn't sell them. And he wanted to know if we would be interested in two cases of bacon-wrapped filet mignon. So what did I say? Absolutely. This is an answer to prayer. So I would encourage you, if you are a new believer, or if you know a new believer, encourage them to ask for the small things. It helps build up their faith. And when our faith is strong, our battle plan is strong, because we know that we can fight well. We know that we have a God leading us that we can trust in. Then we will begin to seek Him, and we will begin to knock on His door, and we will be able to fulfill the rest of Matthew 7:7. I hope this battle plan has encouraged you. Sometimes all it takes is a little bit of flip-flops.